Chris Bachman hanging out with some of the seniors of the Beale City basketball team. And just give me guys your names as we go through the first time.
Lucas Shoemaker.
Ryan Schaefer.
Zach Yoder.
Gabe Natel.
Tell me what other sports you guys play and what's your favorite sport?
I play basketball, baseball, and football, and basketball is by far my favorite.
I play basketball, baseball, and football, and baseball is my favorite.
I play basketball year-round basketball and run track, and basketball by far is my favorite.
I play basketball strictly.
If you guys got one, what's your favorite school subject? What are your plans after this year when you graduate? And if you don't have any, that's all right. I had no clue.
My favorite subject's probably math, and I plan on going somewhere with electrical and getting into a trade.
My favorite subject is art, and I am very unsure of what I want to do after high school.
My favorite subject is marketing, and I've actually planned on later today committing for into Concordia University to pursue marketing and also dual sport basketball and track.
My favorite subject is digital media, and I'm looking to go to CMU.
And I asked the girls the same question yesterday. Just passion for high school sports is a little bit different, a little bit bigger in Beale City. How does it feel when you put on that jersey and have the support of the town behind you?
It's a great deal of respect to know that, like, even looking up to people in the past, you look up to them, you know, little kids are still looking up to you, and they really, outside of sports, they still say hi to you, and you know, it's pretty special.
It's really nice, especially knowing, even if you have a bad game, that you have a whole community supporting you and behind your back, and it's just a nice thing to know.
Having playing for Beale City is like a really nice family perspective, and the fact that everybody's always here, everybody's always supporting you, and it's just a great feeling to know that you kind of have like a family supporting you outside of your actual family.
It's a great community, and they bring a lot of energy to the games, and it's just fun to have everyone around. And like Luke said, it's fun to have the kids look up to you. It's really cool.
And you guys have had some success so far this year, but where do you hope to be come March, and what's it going to take to get there?
I think what it's going to take is continuing to what we've been doing the past three games or so. We're just playing more as a team and cleaning up the little stuff, and I think we'll be fine to make a run. So
I think it comes down to, like Luke said, playing as a team and then fixing the small details. And come March, I hope we plan for more than just one game.
I think we all hope as a team we can make it past districts, but some things that we definitely have to work on, more than likely just executing down the stretches of games, and even in certain parts of games where things might be going wrong, we just need to focus on being elite at executing.
I think come March, we're looking to win districts and focus on the little things that we're not doing very well right now and play as a team and just go and play some regionals.
And what's your least favorite part and your favorite part about playing for Cam?
My least favorite part would probably be, even when we win, he's still kind of on us, which is a good thing, but I kind of would like a day off sometimes. My favorite part is he keeps on us even when we're doing good. He sure doesn't give us a break and makes sure we keep on what we're doing.
I would say the same thing as Lucas. He's a really good coach, and I like having him, and he's really supportive.
I guess I can say least favorite part would be the same as Lucas's. My favorite part is that he does take his job very seriously, and he always gives our team the best chance to win possible, and we're always behind him in the plan that he wants us to attack each game with.
My least favorite part would probably be our long practices, and my favorite part about him is probably just the mind, his basketball mind, and like the knowledge that he brings to our team and just how we execute it.
And what do you guys learn playing high school sports that you can't learn in a high school classroom?
I think a lot of it is just your attitude. Like, no matter what, you're going to have bad games and stuff, but you just got to forget about it, have a short-term memory, and move on to the next game and not worry about it.
I would say handling pressure. And it's different. It's a whole other type of pressure that you don't get with. I mean, maybe you do bad on a test or whatever, but you still have a couple more tests to make up. But come the end of the season when you need to actually play perfect or as perfect as possible, I mean, that's a whole other level that you don't get in the classroom.
Kind of like what Ryan said, handling adversity, that's one thing. Different situations, handling pressure, being able to handle it and overpower it, like, makes you a better person in the long run.
I'd say something that you get from basketball that you don't get in the classroom is overcoming adversity, for sure. Just because in life you're going to have so many obstacles come towards you, and just having that experience in there will help you through the little things and the big things.
So. All right, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.